This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Oregon Hunters Association local group is going to have an event coming up soon where I'll tell you about the event in a moment. But Kelly Forney here from the organization. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us more about Oregon Hunters Association and what the organization does, what it's all about.
Oregon Hunters Association is dedicated to protecting Oregon's wildlife, habitat, and hunting heritage. We have over 12,000 members statewide and about 700 members here in the Umpqua Valley.
Wow, and that's a pretty big organization. How long have you been part of it?
I've been on the board of Oregon Hunters Association for over 20 years.
So what got you involved to begin with?
Oregon Hunters are a group that are very active in promoting wildlife habitat and safety. Oregon Hunters Association right now is helping to build a massive wildlife crossing over I-5 south of Ashland. The species of wildlife migrate out of the snow and into more lower altitudes in that area, and this wildlife crossing could help prevent collisions. Each year in the western United States, wildlife vehicle collisions account for an estimated $10 billion in vehicle damage and medical expenses and hundreds of thousands of dead animals, and we want to try to help prevent that.
You know, it's interesting that that's going on. My understanding is that that idea of what's set up to take place down there in the Rogue Valley is a newer thing in the U.S., but places in Europe have been doing it for a long time, I'm told.
Yes, it's been done very successfully around the world. Oregon Hunters Association participated in the installation of wildlife undercrossings in central Oregon. Now there are two north of Gilchrist, between Gilchrist and Bend, that have greatly reduced the vehicle collision damage in that area.
Now, it's interesting because, that would have been about a year and a half ago when I was over there. I noticed that. I saw the sign, and I wasn't aware of it before, but it makes a lot of sense.
They're very well thought out. They have miles of tall fencing installed back from the highway, and then at intervals, they have undercrossings that direct the wildlife to go underneath the highway, and they can cross on their migratory routes in a safe manner.
Wow. So for the local organization, talk about this event coming up.
We have our annual fundraiser banquet that will be April 5th, Saturday evening, at the Seven Feathers Resort and Casino in Canyonville. Doors open at 4 p.m., and at 6 p.m., we serve a very fine prime rib and grilled chicken dinner. It's a gourmet dinner. We will have an auction there that we auction off some amazing items, including two African safaris, over 40 firearms. We have a lot of vacation trips, fishing trips, and all manner of art and other outdoor supplies to encourage people to enjoy their outdoor experience.
Wow. Now, have you ever gotten to do an African safari?
I personally have not. That's on my bucket list. I would like to do that. And I just saw one that this presented that is a photo safari. So I don't think my house would be suitable for a lot of large heads on the wall from Africa, but I would like to do a photo safari and get some great pictures.
Now, it'd be absolutely fascinating to go over there. What's the local group do kind of in the course of a year? Do you guys meet every month, or how's it set up?
Oregon Hunter Association here locally, we meet at the Backside Brewery on the third Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m., and we always have an informational speaker there. The next month will be Nick Leonetti. He is the local district wildlife biologist for the Umpqua Valley area, and he'll be talking about ungulates and wildlife habitat. Last month, we had folks from the Oregon State University Extension Service, and they gave us pointers on preserving and canning wild game and ways to keep it safe and tasty.
Well, a lot of people very interested in that around here. Do you see the, since the pandemic, do you feel like the interest has gone up?
Since the pandemic, people have been more concerned with sourcing their own food, particularly protein. So I instruct teaching for the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and firearms, and there are a lot of new people getting into hunting because they want to be able to source their own protein and out of wild game.
And I imagine as well, and maybe some of it isn't always just hunting, but partly just getting outdoors and seeing something other than an urban street.
Absolutely. The hunting experience is greatly about camping with friends and family, seeing beautiful sunrises and great sunset vistas, and also sorting things like mushrooms and berries and other wild edible plants.
Wow. So, again, the date for the event is?
April 5th, Saturday, at 6 p.m. at the Seven Feathers Resort and Casino.
And how do people get tickets?
They can contact myself at 541-580-7056, or you can go on the Oregon Hunters Association Facebook page and source tickets there.
All right, anything else people ought to know?
There will be an amazing breadth of things auctioned off and given away. Our raffles give away all manner of outdoor equipment and firearms, and you get raffle tickets just for coming in the door and signing up with a banquet package. The firearms that are offered are everything from centerfire rifles, pistols, shotguns, to large caliber firearms that will reach out a long distance.
And obviously, if we're in here talking about it, you don't already have to be part of the organization to attend this event.
No, anyone can be a part of the event, but coming to the event does make you a member of the Oregon Hunt Association. That's included in your banquet ticket.
Wow. All right. A lot of information there. Kelly Forney from the Oregon Hunters Association, the local chapter, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.